to this fabulous idea. You know, I think we spoke about last week about Gilgulim a little bit sometime along the way, about that they're called Zachar Legulgulay Sam. I don't remember when we were speaking about, probably in Amunavad. I think we were talking about how, about you count people a Gulgulay Sam and only a Zachar has a Gilgul and a Kevet doesn't have a Gilgul. Akoponim, there's something very fascinating about this week's parasha, which we're going to get into interesting Gilgulim people, and you'll see something. Listen to this, it's really amazing. This week's parasha speaks about the brachas of the Kohanim. The Kohen Aaron is the first Kohen, and the brachas are Yerech Hashem, Yishmerech Hashem, Yisro Hashem, Panavech, V'yaseim Lecha, Shalom. We're familiar that the last part of the bracha is Shalom. It's interesting. So what is this inyan of the bracha that we make? When the Kohanim, we have some Kohanim here with us, Baruch Hashem, Kohen represent, and it says, Asher K'dushan Mitzvot, V'K'dushasay Shal Aaron, V'tzivanu levorach es am Yisrael be'ahava v'kdushasu shel Aaron. It's like Aaron, Aaron gets an honorable mention in the bracha, which is very rare, and it's be'ahava. You don't have to scream it, but you have to say it. What's this inyan of kdushasu shel Aaron? It's the inyan of be'ahava. Listen to this haflo v'fela, my friends. Here it goes. Rab Shimon ben Chalafta says, Godel hashalom. This is a medrash in Bamidbar. She'en kli mekabel brocha el ha-shalom. The kli that's going to, that you can't, brocha cannot reside unless there's shalom. And that's why, says the Medrash, also Birchas Koyanim ends with the word shalom. Say, to tell you that ein brocha is ma'ilois klum, ela imkein shalom beinehem. Person needs to have shalom. That's what Rav Shimon ben Chalafta says. And he says the kli machzik brocha is shalom. And that's the reason, I think, perhaps, why we say that Shisha Sidre Mishnah starts with Meseches Brachos and ends with the words Oirech Yomim B'Milo. It ends with the words Hashem Oiz Le'Amo Yitein Hashem Yivorech Es Amoy Bashalom. Those are the last words in Shas. It starts with Brachos and ends with Hashem Oiz Le'Amo Yitein. Hashem Oiz is Torah. Shem Yivorech Es Amo Bashalom, which is Torah, is a bracha that starts. Why it starts with the letter Beis? It starts with brachos and it ends with shalom, because Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. Shalom is very important. Now, in order for a kohen to give a bracha for shalom, he has to have shalom himself. So, who is the epitome of shalom? Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says you should be talmid of Shel Aaron. Aaron is Oyev Shalom Roydev. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Aaron is the shalom. Aaron is the man of shalom. He's the man of peace. So therefore, the Kohanim who are going to give a bracha for peace, which is the end of the bracha, they have to have kedushasay shel Aharon, who is shalom. Because their whole bracha has to have shalom. It's en kli machzik bracha, elav shalom. So that's the reason why we say this in the bracha. And that's the pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh, which is also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is if a Kohen, for whatever reason, holds a grudge against a Tzibur, or the Tzibur holds a grudge against the Kohen, so therefore they shouldn't make the bracha. They should not make the bracha, because the bracha has to be done be'ahava, in shalom. Therefore the Kohenim have to be careful when they make the bracha, that they're making a bracha to people that love them. They should do it in a way that people enjoy having their bracha. It should be something that, it has to be that there's shalom between the people that are there and the people and the Kohenim. The Kohenim have to love the people and the people have to love the Kohenim. So therefore, says the Zohar HaKadosh, you have to be very careful. It's sakonahu l'kohen im yises kapov. It's dangerous for a Kohen if he gives brachas, and therefore he should go out of the Beis Medrash. He should go out of the Beis Medrash, because if he doesn't love the people, or the people don't love him, it's not a good thing to do. So listen, here goes. Listen to this amazing thing. Unbelievable. I'm going to make it short and sweet. Moshe and Aaron were brothers. Now, this is important for all of us that have brothers and have some sibling rivalry, myself included. It seems to be that that's a theme. And actually, all the brothers, up until Moshe and Aaron, almost all the brothers, we'll say all the brothers, had strife. There was friction. The first set of brothers, Cain and Hevel, wasn't great. Yitzchak and Yishmael, wasn't great. Esav and Yaakov, wasn't great. Yosef and the Shvatim, wasn't great. Moshe and Aaron was great. That was great. So there's something that Moshe and Aaron, they perfected something that seemed to have been a recurring theme, a problem that there was in the Bria. And the Medrash says the following thing. The Medrash on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Mi yitencha ke'achli." Who can give you? You should be like a brother for me. Says the Medrash. Brothers? Brothers, brothers don't help. Brothers are problems. Look, this is the Medrash says. Look at Cain and Hevel. That was a bad brotherhood. Look at Yitzchak and Yishmael, bad brotherhood. Look at Yaakov and Esav, bad brotherhood. Look at Yosef and the Shvatim, bad brotherhood. Says the Medrash. What does it mean? Mi yitencha ke'achli. Oh, says the Medrash, like Moshe and Aaron. They're good brothers. Hine matoiv umanoim sheves achim gam yochad. These brothers, when they're together, it's enjoyable, it's pleasant, it's beneficial. It's Moshe and Aaron. The Medrash says they were the ones that really perfected this. So listen to this amazing thing. And the Medrash says that Aaron, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Sorry, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Halev shesomach begedulas achiv. The heart that was happy with Moshe. Again, remember what happened over here. Moshe was chosen to be Moshe Shal Yisrael. Moshe is the younger brother of Aaron. And he was chosen to be the savior of the Jewish people. And Moshe was like a little bit like, my brother's going to be like, he's going to be jealous. Hashem says, don't worry, Aaron's not jealous. Aaron's happy for you. Says the Medrash, the lev, the heart that was happy for his younger brother, that heart ended up carrying the Urim V'tumim on its heart. The pasuk says, "V'nasat es choishen hamishpat es Urim V'tumim shehayu alev aharoyim." He wore the Urim V'tumim on his heart because his heart was filled with love for his brother. That's why he got to become Kohen Gadol. Okay, we just want to say this one a detail, which is as follows: the Arizal says, "A Yisoid Gadol." He says most neshamas in this world, most are either Kayin or Hevel. Fascinating. I wouldn't have thought that. Most neshamas in this world are either Kayin or Hevel. Says the Arizal. And we'll see that there's a common thread between all of these brothers, is that the older brother is angry at the younger brother. Yishmael was older than Yitzchak. Esav was older than Yaakov. Reuven was older than Yosef. Cain was older than Hevel. Aaron was older than Moshe. But Aaron did it right. Aaron was the older brother that was willing to be machnia himself, to subjugate, to accept his brother's success and be happy for him. All the others didn't. And it's the same story over and over again. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, he brings many makaros, I'll share with you some of them. These were all Gilgulim of Cain and Hevel, the same drama playing out over and over again. Cain and Hevel, the Pasuk says, on what we say in Eish Yischiel, Darsha Tzemer Upishtim. Darsha means Tzemer Upishtim. Says the Medrash, Ben Yitzchak Li Yishmael. Tzemer Upishtim, Yitzchak and Yishmael. How is Tzemer Upishtim Yitzchak and Yishmael? Well, Tzemer Upishtim is Cain and Hevel, that we know, because Cain is the one that had the carbon, which was Cain's carbon was Mipri Adama, which the Rashi tells, the Medrash Tanchuma says that was Tzemer, and Hevel brought Behema. Hevel Hevi Gam Hu Es Bechoyres Tzoynoi. He brought Tzoyn. So we have Tzemer, which is the Pri-Adama, and we have Tzemer, which is from the Tzoyin, and the Pri-Adama, which is from Hevel. Rabbi Kallis, I have to go back for you, because I think this is just, this is super delicious. We said that there's Cain and Hevel, there's Yitzchak and Yishmael, there's Yaakov and Esav, there's Yosef and the Shvatim. I'm not going to do the whole thing, I'm just going to do some of it. Says the Arizal, most of the Gilgulim are Gugulim of Cain and Hevel. So what we're going to explain is that all of these were all Gugulim of Cain and Hevel. It's the older brother having an issue with the younger brother. So there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Darsha Tzemer Upishtim Ben Yitzchak Li Yishmael. What does it mean? That it says, Gorash Ama Azois, that this is said on Sari Meinu, Akitzer. But the point is, the Pasuk says, Tzemer Upishtim is Yitzchak and Yishmael. How is that? So we know that Cain and Hevel, Cain is the one who brought from the pre Adama, that would be the Pishtan. Actually, the Medrash says it was Zera Pishtan. And Hevel is the one who brought from the Bechiris Tzoyin. The Tzoyin would be the Tzemer, the tzemer is the wool that grows on the animal. So Tzemer u'Pishnin is Yitzchak and Yishmael, which is Cain and Hevel. So we see that these are the same neshamas, and says the Medrash, that's why we aser Tzemer and Pishnin, because these two don't belong together, they clash, which might be Chesed and Din, I think is also, we spoke about Rebbe Yashiv, that type of thing. Al-Koponim, the Shem Yishmael says that Yitzchak and Yishmael were Gilgulim of Cain and Hevel. And he says that that's why Yitzchak at 37 years old was a korban, because 37 is mispar hevel. Hevel is an easy gematria, is gematria 37. Yitzchak at 37 years old was brought on the Akedah. And the pasuk says, Elokim yiraloi haseh le'oila b'ni. Haseh le'oila b'ni is Rosh Teves hevel. Haseh le'oila b'ni is Rosh Teves hevel. So Yitzchak is hevel. And Yishmael is Cain. It says that Yishmael told Yitzchak, Rashi brings down, I'm the Bechor, not you. I'm the Bechor. I'm the firstborn. So don't think that you're great. As a matter of fact, he actually tried. Rashi says he was shooting arrows at Yitzchak. Yishmael was shooting arrows at Yitzchak. In other words, Yishmael was attempting to murder Yitzchak the same way that Cain killed Hevel. So it's the same type of conflict that we had before. Next we have, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says the Cain and Hevel were actually twins, like Yaakov and Esav, who were twins. Now the Zohar says the following language. Says the Zohar, Yaakov kigavno de Hevel, the Esav kigavno de Cain, which means the Zohar says it's the same type of drama that we had. Cain and Hevel, Yitzchak and Yishmael. Now we have it for Yaakov and Esav. The same type of thing. Esav is an ish sodeh, which is like the pishtim, which is from the sodeh. And Yaakov was roye tzoin lavon. The tzoin is like, we said, the tzoin of Hevel. So again, we have the same type of thing. One has an affinity towards the ground. The other one has an affinity towards the behemoths. Now we come to Reuven Yosef, that was also a clash. And the Arizal says the following thing, Ru'u ben, see the son. What is that referring to? Says the Zohar, Ru'u ben Kadma, see the first son. The first son, who is that? That's Hevel. The Oishi Dama Ba'alma, who's the first one to spill blood in this world. So here we are, Yosef and Reuven. Reuven is apparently connected to Cain. Reuben, the first son of the world, that's Cain, who killed his brother. What was happening between Yosef and his brothers? They were going to kill him. They were going to kill him. Now, Reuven is the one who stepped in and said, don't kill him. But that's the same type of drama that we're having, that happened in the past. We're having once again over here, Al Kopanim, there's more here to build up this idea. But Moshe and Aaron, again, is the two brothers that are here, Cain and Hevel, but Aaron perfects it. Because Aaron is happy with his younger brother. You can succeed, you can be successful above me. And he's Samach. At that moment, Aaron was Zoyche to Shalom, he was Zoyche to Kahuna Gedoyla, and he was made a tikkun in this dynamic that there is between brothers. Up until Aaron, it was very difficult for brothers to get along. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have older brothers that can be happy with the younger brothers. If you're an older brother, so you have to work on being happy with your younger brother's success. And if you're a younger brother, you have to work on being good enough that your older brother should be happy with you. That's it. Rabbi Yisai, have a good Shabbos, everyone.